Blunt Talk with LT, episode 98. This episode is brought to you by StackWap.com. StackWap.com/shop for your SGE merch. Make sure you like, comments, subscribe, share, do all that fancy shit for the algorithm. Shout out to my new subscribers. Shout out to my old subscribers. Shout out to all my watchers, listeners, all that. We're going to jump right into it, though. Okay, so recently, August Alsina was in an interview with Angela Yee, and he said some controversial shit. So he was speaking about his relationship with Jada Pinkett Smith, and he said that he had the blessing from Will Smith to have a relationship with her because there is circulating rumors forever about them having an open marriage. He said in the interview that it was not romantically, but then he's told Angela Yee that he gave all himself to her and he was deeply in love and it was a lot. He said some weird shit. If you guys didn't see the interview by now, I recommend you Google that and watch the interview. Very weird the way he said his stuff. He said a lot of shit in code, so we don't exactly know what the hell he meant. Jada Pinkett recently came out and denied that they had an affair, but that was according to TMZ. I never heard it out of her mouth directly. And had an affair is different than actually having some sort of intimate relationship, because if it was with the blessing of Will, that wouldn't be an affair. So it's kind of like they're wording their shit very carefully. So I'm like, what the fuck actually happened? Like, someone just needs to be outward and straight with it. I feel like August should have probably just kept that shit to himself, because who kisses and tells? But at the end of the day, you're going to speak on it. You might as well elaborate and let everybody know what the fuck was going on, because that is some weird shit. There was clips in the past of them saying, pretty much stating that they had an open relationship. Let me play a clip of Will and Jada talking on the Red Table Talk.
If you marry me, know this. We're going to be together. We're going to be under the same roof. You might be on one end of that joker with somebody else. And I might be on one of this joker with somebody else.
Yeah.
And I always said, that's ridiculous.
But we're going to be in this joker together.
Yep.
So that's what we are going to
do. Okay, so in that interview as well with August Alsina, August Alsina said they transitioned from marriage to life partnership. There's a lot of weird shit going on with that situation. If it's just an open relationship, it's an open relationship. Open relationships aren't for everybody. That shit ain't for me. But that's what it seems like they have. And Hollywood, it's not surprising. They're both actors. They met each other as actors. Hollywood's a very weird place, the way people maneuver and the way they have sexual relationships. So this does not surprise me in the slightest. And it's 2020. At this point, none of this shit is surprising me. Everything's fucked up in 2020. Everything's a little different. There's all sorts of curveballs and new information in 2020. This is just not the year for normality, if that's what people are comfortable with. It's crazy. There's also this clip that people are pulling up and, you know, questioning Will's sexuality. I'm not going to do that, but people are using this.
Only a man knows what a man needs.
When you see Jada's face and reaction, that shit's crazy. I'm not going to spend too much time on this, moving on to other topics, but, you know, that's the big, big story out right now. Okay, what else do we got here? Kanye West went from working at The Gap, clearly all the way in the past, to working with The Gap. So we struck a new deal, a 10-year deal with The Gap, more like a partnership with The Gap. And it's cool and all for him and for The Gap. It's going to grow their brands respectively, but at this point, I felt like Kanye should have started his own Yeezus store, whatever he wants to call it, and have his own brand, have his own clothing store, because I felt like that would have been successful, and it would have been better for branding, because I ain't going to go shop at The Gap, and I know a bunch of niggas ain't going to go shopping at The Gap. They're looking at The Gap like, this ain't for us.
If you don't get that bullshit,
this is alternative clothes. This is, you know what I mean? This is not really it. So I'm guessing he's going to be successful because their stocks went up hugely after the deal. It was a record breaking for them when it comes to stock growth. But like, it's a good move, I guess. But I just feel like there is better moves for ownership for yourself instead of partnership. Because at the end of the day, Black folks, we don't own enough. We don't have our own anything, really. We have, obviously, there's black-owned stores and black-owned things, but when it comes to at a certain level, I felt like Kanye could have been that guy to own his own shit, because, like, you know, Jordan brand, Jordan has his own shit, but not really. It's under Nike. A lot of the shit is under some other shit. I feel like Kanye could have been a huge name and face in the clothing industry, in the clothing world, fashion world, if he had made his own store. The same way there's an Apple store and there's the Nike store and shit. Like, he could have just made his own shit, but I guess he went the other direction. I guess he felt like it was more lucrative and more easy to grow it with the Gap. So, you know, it is what it is. What else do we got here? Okay, so Virgil. Virgil's getting destroyed on the internet, dragged all over the place for his lackluster, lazy album cover of Pop Smoke's posthumous album. And I wouldn't call it lazy, but everybody's calling it lazy. And Virgil is a fashion designer. He's not really, this is his first album cover he's ever made. So I understand why people would say it's lackluster, but this video is going around and showing how easy it was for him to create the actual album cover. So let's watch this real quick. Fifty's been posting all sorts of alternative album covers. He posted like 50 of those on his page. So it's going to be hard for them to narrow it down to what the album cover is going to be. A lot of them look dope. Some of them look dog shit, but it is what it is. Hopefully they'll get the best looking cover for Pop Smoke, because he said he wanted his album cover done by Virgil, but Virgil dropped the ball. So, you know what I mean? Got to go to alternatives. Okay. Recently, there was, I don't like calling these people Karens, because I feel like if they're a racist woman or a racist man or whatever, you shouldn't be calling them Kens and Karens. You should be outing their real name so they can't go back to their comfortable lives after it's done, because they're just called Kens and Karens. Everyone's getting thrown underneath the same title. And it's like you can't separate which one from which. They're basically the Karen with the gun, or the Karen in the grocery store, or the Karen this and that. It's like people should be outing their names and putting them on blast so they don't go back to their comfortable lifestyle. But this is the most recent incident of a crazy racist person drawing a gun and acting like they're the law. So let me play this video and then react to this, because this shit is stupid.
She got the gun on me.
Get away.
She got the gun on me. He about to hit me with the car. Call him. I'm telling. Get the license plate now. Because you were never about to hit me with the damn car.
You about to hit me with the car? You fucking
jump. Both of y'all put the guns down on me, okay? Call Richard back up to the police. Call Richard back up here now.
I got it. Don't you fucking jump behind
me. No, I ain't jumping behind your car.
I don't understand what that woman thinks this is. Like, what does this lady think this is? Like, she can pull out the gun. Like, the way her demeanor was, she was acting like she's a police officer. What she's saying, step back, stay back, pulling out the gun. Like, what do you think this is, lady? Like, that woman is definitely going to be arrested. This just happened recently, so I don't know if she's actually been arrested yet, but she's on camera. Her face is there. Her license plate is there. She will be found at some point. Like, you are not the law. A lot of these folks think that because their skin color, it gives them like priority, or they're above people where they can enact the law and think that they're the law and they're above the law, and black people are supposed to be getting guns drawn on them or supposed to be shot, and the law is going to be side with you after because of your skin color. That's not going to happen. Like, I don't know what this lady was thinking, but pulling out a gun on people. Okay, let me go to another clip that really pissed me off, because the cops in this clip were so quick to pull out the gun on these people. And I'm like, where is the proper protocol? If you are being arrested or apprehended or anything, there's a certain protocol that police need to follow. And when they don't, you know what I mean? They're just thinking they're above the law and thinking that their power wields or they're the judge, jury, executioner and all that. So let me play this video real quick and show y'all what I'm talking about, because this shit is absolutely crazy. Okay, here we go.
Oh,
okay.
But if
Mama,
No. Hey, stop. You guys are being recorded right now. Stop!
Babe, go. Close your door. Oh my gosh. I don't know who to call.
Fuck!
Oh my gosh, why?
Be quiet, just don't panic.
Why are they pulling, drawing their guns and shit out on? I got their ass on camera. Fuck that.
I don't know what the fuck they had. I didn't do nothing wrong. I wasn't about to get killed tonight. Fuck that.
Oh my gosh.
Just chill out.
Okay, so these folks actually got away, and they actually, hold on, let me pull up the story so I'm completely accurate with this. Shit. Okay, so they got away. The officers, they went to court, they sued and they won. But I don't know what happened to the officers. I don't know if they were arrested. I don't know if they were fired. I don't know what happened to them. But those two people went to court. They won at trial. They got away from that actual incident unharmed. But that shit is crazy. There was no Miranda rights read to them. There was no you are being under arrest. No, none of that shit. Just quick to pull out the gun as soon as you're pulled over, reaching into the car and opening the door. This shit has to stop. This shit really does have to stop. Like, I don't understand what type of threats these people think that they're under, but I feel like that is all bullshit and that's all the excuse, because they want to shoot an innocent black person. You see, one of the officers that pulled out their gun, he held the other officer's gun from shooting. But he also pulled out his gun. So I don't know why the hell they're so quick to pull out their guns. It's offensive. There's been plenty of traffic stops where people just get stopped and officers have their gun out already. It's like, why is your gun out? I have another video, but I don't want to pull that up right now. It's just ridiculous how many guns that are being drawn at routine traffic stops. It's like, why are you doing all that? It's a routine traffic stop. It's just getting beyond ridiculous. Okay, so Terry Crews has been getting dragged on the internet for his ridiculous comments. Terry Crews went on Twitter and said he doesn't want Black Lives Matter to morph into Black Lives Better. And he's getting dragged for this. And it's like, you know, shutting the fuck up costs $0 and 0 cents, right? If you don't get that voice, like, I don't know what is wrong with Terry Crews. I don't know whose butt he's licking in Hollywood to, you know, retain jobs and shit. I don't know what type of inferiority complex he has and his insecurity with his blackness, because he just feels not like he's not black enough or not accepted by the community. I just don't understand his angle. We're fighting against police brutality. We're fighting for police reform. We're fighting for equality. We're trying to be treated like human beings, simple human beings. We don't want guns drawn every time the cops pull us over for any routine traffic stop. We don't want the constant harassment. We don't want to be shot for no reason. We're fighting for simple human rights and equality. And this guy says we don't want Black Lives Matter to morph into Black Lives Better. Who said Black Lives Better? We're just trying to get our simple liberties and freedoms, that freedom that everybody else and all the other white citizens in America have. It's like, I just don't understand his angle. I really don't understand his angle. I don't know why he jumps out of the woodwork all the time with his crazy antics and his crazy speeches and his crazy tweets. Like, what are you on? I don't understand it. Okay, so moving on. We have Kaya dragging Lil Wayne. Kaya goes on a... Okay, I'm just going to play... I'm going to play Kaya's rant because Kaya goes on these epic rants at times and we're just going to listen to her and then react to what she got to say.
Let's talk about the order. Let's be real. Lil Krusty has never been for the people. You claim you've never experienced hate and racism, and now you're saying there's nothing more we can do as a people about the wrongful deaths and the killing and murder of black people that's going on in America. See, that hair rod done went to your head. Bitch, kill yourself, because, again, you've been out of order. We the people say we bet you would think of more to do if Resume Lil's stocky ass had a knee on her neck. Gag order. If she had one, I bet you would be ready to fight then, E.T., wouldn't you? Or maybe not. Because you ain't never love any black bitches that you fuck with. You didn't even love your mammy, your greedy grandmammy. You know when they black is tall. You ain't never loved a black bitch. Let's talk about the order. We don't think you would have told the motherfucker to take the goddamn the knee off a motherfucker neck, you know, cause you didn't even tell a nigga that was a 45-year-old nigga, non-rapping ass nigga with 5 children, gag order, that was fucking your 18-year-old daughter, embarrassed her, fucked her, made her babysit his children, and sent her back home to her mammy with a tore up pussy. You didn't do shit about that either. So we ain't expecting you to do shit for us. We the people say, maybe you do a little bit more, you know, if it was lean being poured out and heroin and crack cocaine being wasted in the streets instead of our blood, Lil Wayne. Maybe you will run out there and want to fight then to get that lean up off the concrete. Poor junkie can't see past the heroin and cocaine dust. Fuck, nigga. Fuck you. We the people say you are 99 dreads short of being a man and 99 brain cells short, you know, of freeing anybody that's oppressed. So again, fuck you and your couch in the name of Rick James, bitch, because we sick of you. Got all them teardrops and ain't killed not Nan, Crocker, or nigga, bitch made nigga. Got a lot of scars on your face from getting burned by sourpuss because you ain't had not Nan fight. We the people sending you to fall off the face of the earth. Don't open your mouth for no more black dick or... for no more black motherfucking opinions that you might goddamn have. Keep your mouth closed on black issues and your asshole closed, nigga. Because we tired of motherfucking smelling your...
Yo, Kaya goes in every time she goes in on her rants. Like, holy. No response from Lil Wayne at the moment. Jesus Christ, yo, this girl went in. Jeez. Well, she's clearly fed up of Wayne shit. Wayne just really looking out for himself for most of the interviews that he does when he talks about he hasn't experienced racial inequalities or any type of racism. That may be true. He may be not have faced it or not been realized that he's been facing any type of racism. That may be true for him, but you can't just be selfish and be looking out for yourself. You have to look out for your community at the end of the day, because when people talk about black people empowering and looking out for other black people, that's there's nothing. And then some people try to say, oh, they're racist or black people are being racist. It's like, no, we are a marginalized community and we're trying to empower and build up ourselves the same way other communities have their own communities. Like there's Chinatowns everywhere and there's Little Italies and all sorts of things where people build together and look out for their own communities. There's nothing wrong with that. We just need to practice that a little bit more, and we're trying to empower ourselves. So there's nothing racist about trying to look out for black businesses or shop at black businesses or support black people. Nothing racist about that. We're in a marginalized, disenfranchised community that needs to build. So I just don't understand that angle. It's like certain racist people just do not want to see black people prosper or have a good life or even have a life. It's ridiculous how they're trying to hold people back. And I'm with anybody trying to empower the community and be like, look out for your community and not just look out for yourself and be a selfish motherfucker. So I'm going to second Kaya on that, because that is some real shit. What else do we got here? Okay, so we got Ken and Karen. I hate the Ken and Karen talk because we need their names. These two attorneys are former attorneys protecting their house and from peaceful protesters that are walking down the street. I don't know why they need to be armed protecting their house from peaceful protesters that aren't even doing anything near their property. But let's watch and react to this video, because this is some more crazy shit. Why is this lady pointing the gun at people? This guy's pointing a rifle at folks. Like, what are you doing? Now, can you picture those two people being black folks pointing an assault rifle and a pistol at other folks in the street without being shot by the police instantly for having guns? Like Tamir Rice, 6 years old, killed for having a toy gun. Instantly, the cop just came and like, if people remember this shit. So it's like, why are these people, why do they feel like they're above the law? And these people are attorneys still practicing law. How does that work? You're an attorney, you know the law, you know what you can and cannot do. And I don't know why this video is out there and they're not being arrested for pointing firearms at protesters on the street, not even on their property. These people really think that they're above the law and they can enforce the law because of their skin color. It's just this racist shit that's going on in America that they feel like, okay, I'm just going to hold my guns out. I'm going to do what I want to do because I see cops killing people, black people, and getting away with it. It's like, what is going on out here? I'm going to need these people's names actually blasted, not this Ken and Karen shit that's going on. We need some names, and we need these people apprehended, arrested for their actions, because you can't be doing shit like that. We need some justice for this shit. We need complete police reform. We need hate crimes for acts like this. We need all of that shit. I read the entire executive order that Trump signed and passed. It actually does address the African-American struggle in America when it comes to the policing. And it specifically says African-American in the bill and how they're being marginalized and shit. So he's trying to make these moves and holding the attorney general accountable for the police stations and shit. But for me, the bill wasn't deep enough. There was no hate crimes involved in any of these acts. It was kind of like this. I don't want to call it fake hustle, like you're acting like you're doing something, but you're not. But it's not deep enough. It doesn't hit the stem of the problem enough. It's not any type of reform. It's not good enough. It's a step in the right direction, the way I look at it. But it's just not good enough. We need more. All right, what else do we got here? Okay, Spoken Reasons brought the receipts, pretty much. Spoken Reasons was tired of Emmanuel Hudson talking shit about he owes him for the record for asking all them questions. And he posted receipts. He posted all the receipts of how much he made off asking all them questions for all the views he got. He showed that Emmanuel Hudson also had it posted on his page, so he got some money off of it. Spoken Reasons had 60 some odd million views. Emmanuel Hudson had like 20 something million views on his page. So they both got paid for their work, except that Spoken Reasons got a way less split on the music end of it, the BMI. He showed all the receipts. He brought all the facts. So anybody riding with everything Emmanuel Hudson was saying and just riding with it because you guys support Wildin' Out or whatever and you have that bias, it's like Spoken Reasons brought the receipts. He outed it. He showed that he was telling the truth the whole time. And Emmanuel Hudson was capping. So at the end of the day, people could agree with opinions from other people or just side with the people they like. Spoken Reasons brought the facts. So it is what it is with that. Spoken Reasons takes a W in that one. Emmanuel Hudson takes the L in that one for capping and trying to get everybody riding on his side when you're lying the whole time. Said he owes him 160 something thousand when Spoken Reasons didn't even bank that much off of it. So how would he owe that to him? It's just ridiculous. Spoken Reasons brought the facts, so we got a clear W for Spoke. What else do we got here before I wrap up this episode? Okay, so Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber is taking action. Justin Bieber was recently accused of sexual assault, rape, and all that shit. And He brought his receipts. He defended himself. And the person was an anonymous source on Twitter, and everybody was running with it. And you're anonymous, so why would everybody just believe some random anonymous person? So Justin Bieber showed the receipts, and now he's suing the anonymous person, trying to find the identity of the person, and he's suing them for $10 million. So this is going to change the way all these false accusations happen. I don't think people are going to be doing shit for the clout anymore and trying to take down their celebrities and trying to cancel people, because a new precedent will be set when Justin Bieber, when we see what happens with this case after Justin Bieber sues this person for $10 million. We know they don't got no $10 million, so they're going to be owing this motherfucker for life. We don't know what's going to happen in the case, but I'm going to stay tuned because there's been a lot of wild shit going on. Chris D'Elia also brought receipts to prove that those conversations that those women were having with him were all cap, and they were deleting certain parts of the conversation, and they didn't show the parts where he said that, oh, he thought they were 18 because they were at his show, and bi when he found out that they were younger. So he when it comes to these interactions, he does speak to young women. He definitely does. But the key word is women, because they're all over the age of 18. He hasn't tried to pursue anything younger than 18. When they were 17, 16, he said bi. Girl hit him up later, years later, trying to talk to him, and she deleted parts of the conversation, and he showed it. So he put the receipts out there. If you guys want to see it, Google it yourself. I hate when people try to say, oh, you didn't show display all the facts. Well, Google it yourself. You guys have fucking phones. Everyone has phones. Anyone could Google it. It takes a second. It's not that hard to do a little bit of research your damn self. So Chris D'Elia outed that, and he showed that he was completely innocent for those grooming charges that they're trying to, well, it's not even charges, those accusations they're trying to levy on him to, you know, ruin his career. So I just look at his friends that didn't back him up, and I look at them like, why were you so quick to jump at these allegations without any type of evidence? And you know his character. I don't even understand that. You had certain people like Joey Diaz, Andrew Schultz, Brian Callen somewhat stand up for him until the facts were out. That's what they were trying to do, wait for the facts. And, you know, other of his friends kind of threw him under the bus. But the facts are mostly out right now, and it hasn't shown him done anything really wrong. It's just talking to younger girls, 18, 19, 20, 21, while being 30, 30, whatever. It's like it's all legal. You might have your moral stance of that's gross, why are you targeting young women? But they're young women. They're not girls. They're not children. At the end of the day, some accountability is on them for even reaching out to him and being at his shows at underage. Like, certain ones were at his shows 18 plus. Some of those shows serve alcohol, so you have to be a certain age, but yet they're still at the shows with underage fake IDs or whatever. So some accountability has to be on these people. He hasn't had any sexual interactions with anybody under the age of 18, as far as we know, as far as the evidence shows. So a lot of people got to run that shit back, trying to cancel this nigga for no reason. And with that, I'm gonna wrap up this episode. We got a lot more, probably another two episodes coming out this week. We right back at it. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, comment on the video, comment on the clips that you fucks with. We growing every day. Blunt Talk with LT. Yeah.